Chiefs lose to the Cincinnati Bengals, now 1-9 on the year. Kansas City losing 28-6 to Cincinnati. But first of all, Military Appreciation Day. Rob Alberino and the folks of Stadium Production did a magnificent job. One of the things this franchise does as good as any team in the league is to honor veterans and honor those who currently serve and their families, working with people like the VFW and others. That was the highlight of the day. So it was an opening or second drive for Kansas City, which puts them in a position in the red zone to maybe take a 7-0 lead. After a 22-yard pass to Tony Moyaki and then a couple big runs by Jamal Charles, the drive stalls 3-0. A fake punt by the Cincinnati Bengals was huge. Fourth down and 3, and Cincinnati runs a fake punt for 32 yards. They get a lead they wouldn't relinquish. But where I want to go on this report are some individuals. Now, we all live for the day that this team will be back in contention. And this is a team game. But there are individuals, to me, that deserve some special attention because they're playing like they're on a 9-1 team. One is Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson, again, a double-digit tackle performance with 10 tackles in this game. Another that comes to mind is Brandon Flowers. Flowers, two consecutive weeks, has been matched up most of the game against Mike Wallace of Pittsburgh and A.J. Green of Cincinnati. Arguably two of the top, seven receivers in the league? One-on-one battles, back and forth. A.J. Green won a couple of them, but Brandon Flowers won more of them and played tough at cornerback against two elite receivers now in a six-day span. Another guy that deserves mention is Jamal Charles. Anybody tougher on this team? 17 rushes, 87 yards, tough yards, tough carries, and also had 31 yards in receiving yards behind a patchwork offensive line. Terrence Copper doesn't get mentioned much, but Copper's a pro's pro. Mostly special teams. His first catches of the year were in this game. Bo was hurt with an injury. Copper comes in, three catches for 33 yards. A guy that is tough and shows the will to do it correctly each and every week, whether this team is 1-9 or 9-1. And then finally, Dustin Colquitt. Back-to-back punts in this game, or two punts in this game in the second half of 60 yards, and then a 64-yarder. He's had punts inside the 20 and mostly inside the 10 all season long. It is a team game. I get it. But there are some individuals that deserve some special mention, in my opinion, that are trying to play to get this team in a winning column. A winning column was not there in this game for Kansas City. They lose 28-6 to the Cincinnati Bengals. And now it's Thanksgiving week and Broncos week. And I do wish everybody a special Thanksgiving day and a special Thanksgiving weekend. And hopefully we'll see you at Arrowhead Stadium next Sunday.